farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The National Irrigation Commission has put in place mitigation strategies for the nation's farmers as the dry spell continues. On today's program, we share those solutions and more. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Due to the prolonged dry spell, the National Irrigation Commission, NIC, has put in a rotation system for farmers in the Hill Run area. Farmers are now receiving water at prescribed times based on the supply available from the dam in Damhead, St. Catherine.
The drought is impacting our supply and the demand, and we have to now manage that situation effectively. We have the expertise in-house to look at what is needed and provide a service that we think is able to maintain at least production and keep the farmers going.
Chief Executive Officer of the NIC, Dr. Mark Richards. Dr. Richards says notwithstanding, there is provision for emergency supply. In the meantime, the agency is to spend over $1.8 million to upgrade the Hill Run Irrigation Project in Central St. Catherine. The project, which falls under the government's AgroParks initiative, will result in energy efficiency and efficient, equitable water distribution to fish farms in the Hill Run area.
We have brought to the stakeholders a proposal which involves a pipe network which has to be pressurized. And in pressurizing, we have to use pumps to do this. And this will now ensure that at each farmer's lot, he gets water at a pressure that he doesn't have to pump.
The current system provides irrigated water to over 120 fish farm service lots, covering over 734 hectares of land. It is estimated that the upgraded project will improve the carrying capacity of the Turner's Pen Canal from 3,300 gallons per minute to 7,600 gallons per minute. And the NIC is urging farmers and community stakeholders to protect the resources of the agency from vandalism. NIC CEO Dr. Mark Richards says vandalism results in periods of loss of supply to customers in the agricultural sector.
We have had a number of incidences in recent times where meters were tampered with or well was vandalized. In an era of drought, in this time when we need to save every drop of water so we can continue with the productivity that we want, I am imploring everybody, wherever the NIC facilities are, they are a part of the country's assets, so we should try to look out and protect them as best as we can.
And now for our proverb of the day. Wise monkey know what tree to climb. Translation: a wise monkey knows which tree to climb. And this means you must establish attainable goals.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.